Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us and have mercy upon us, O the one who is the most honorable and glorious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the greatest creation of Allah azza wa jal, the most excellent and exalted that Allah Azza wa Jal had ever created, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May our lives be sacrificed at his feet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true ishq and muhabba to love the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and follow the teachings and sunnah of our beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May our lives be sacrificed upon his family members, the Ahlul Bayt Kiram. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon his illustrious Sahaba, his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, and upon the awliya and saliheen of this ummah. Thumma alhamdulillah, we are back with another episode of the series called The Early Echo. Inshallah azza wa jal, today our topic shall be rotating and revolving, meaning our discussion will be revolving around a very important fact and reality, and that is that every one of us will have to cross the bridge of Sirat. Yes, every one of us will be made to cross this bridge called Sirat. And once we cross this bridge of Sirat by the karam and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only we would enter Jannah. Kindly please stay tuned to Madani channel and hear these ahadith and blessed sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which of course is the best sayings, which will definitely have an impact on a ashiq and on a lover who truly follows the sunnahs of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pehle inshallah durood paak ki fazilat sunte hain, uske baad naat rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunenge. Or we will also try and include a manqabat in the praises of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Nonetheless, it has been mentioned in various ahadith that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one who recites abundance of durood in this world, your durood shall be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Under this hadith, the ulama and the scholars have written that being light for you on the day of judgment refers to the bridge of Sirat, for it will be very dark, pitch black, and one would not be able to even see the bridge of Sirat. So the recitation of durood and salat means that there will be noor and light for you to cross the bridge of Sirat and for you to overcome the horrors and the difficulties of the day of judgment. Inshallah, more of this we will listen to after listening to this Naati Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So till then, please stay tuned and locked to Madini channel. Is Naati Pak ke baad hum dobara is program ke saath zarur hazir honge. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Pyare nabi, pyare nabi, pyare nabi, tera masnad naaz hai.
جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی بھی نہیں
یوسف
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله مرحبا مرحبا ما شاء الله. Welcome back dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. And yes, we are discussing the final bridge, which is Sirat. It has been mentioned that once the she slave of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, she came in the court of this great personality, great leader, and she said, Huzur, I have seen a dream that the fire has been blazed. The fire of Jahannam has been blazed up. And the bridge of Sirat is upon the back of the hellfire. And the Umami Khalifs have been called to come forward. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. O Umar bin Abdul Aziz, as this began to happen, and all those rulers began to come forward, Walid came forward. And as he began to cross, he started crossing the bridge of Sirat. He was unable to do so. And he immediately fell into the fire. And then it was said, Suleiman should be brought forward. And then in my dream, I see that he was brought forward. And as he began to cross the bridge of Sirat, he also could not do so and he immediately fell into the hellfire. Huzur, then your name was called out. Where is Umar bin Abdul Aziz? Bring him forward. Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala heard his she slave saying this, Allahu Akbar, he fell to the ground crying and he went unconscious. But she went on saying, Huzur, wait one second. What happened to you? I have not yet completed my dream. And when your name was called out and when you stepped on the bridge of Sirat by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had successfully crossed the bridge of Sirat. Allahu Akbar. But it was too late for her to say so. For Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala, the moment he knew that his name would be also called out as he was listening to the dream mentioned by the servant, he fell unconscious. Though yes, the dreams of the non-Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam in Sharia are not as a proof and evidence though, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was so sensitive and so God-fearing, Allahu Akbar, in the matters regarding the hereafter, the matters regarding crossing the bridge of Sirat, being answerable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yet she had not completed mentioning her dream and this personality had fell to the ground unconscious. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, the bridge of Sirat, those who have the knowledge and ilm regarding this bridge and regarding the affairs and matters of the hereafter are indeed extremely fearful in all conditions and circumstances, for it is this bridge which is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than an edge of the sword. And it is pitch black, completely dark. And this will be placed on the back of the hellfire. And everyone will be made to cross this bridge of Sirat. On the other hand, though there are descriptions of this bridge of Sirat regarding the Day of Judgment, but there are many of us who still heedlessly spend our moments and our time in this world. Whereas our pious predecessors have always warned us in various ways by literature, by their speech, our pious predecessors have given many warnings in light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah to allow or for us to contemplate over that reality and fact which we will be facing. A day will come when we will cross this bridge of Sirat. So before that day comes, let us fix and correct our actions in this very world. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, who does not know this great personality, he saw a person laughing and enjoying life. Kahkaha laga karke has rahe. To Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala asked him, O man, have you crossed the bridge of Sirat as yet? He was like, no, I have not crossed the bridge of Sirat. He said, okay, so do you have any knowledge and ilm whether you would cross it successfully or not? He says, no, how would I know that? Whether I would be able to cross the bridge of Sirat successfully or would I not be able to cross the bridge of Sirat? When I have not yet reached there, how would I know? Yes or no? How can I give an answer? Allahu Akbar. Khaja Hasan Basri told him, then what is the laughter for? Why are you laughing? Why are you indulging and gross in laughing? And this laughter of yours has veiled you with heedlessness. The curtains and the veils of heedlessness is above your eyes, and you are far from this reality and hakikat that a time will come when you will cross this bridge of Sirat and you are laughing. Allahu Akbar. It was these humble words and simple words of Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala that the narrator says in Ahya'ul Ulum that that person was never ever seen laughing again. For laughters are from shaitan, and tabassum and smile is from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We enjoy life, yes. We get heedless within few seconds and moments. Effects of bayans and lectures are only upon us for very temporary time. The effect of it does not last for a very long time, for few months and years. No, it only lasts for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Hum rote hain, aahu zari karte hain, aansu bahate hain, we cry, we shed tears, we get emotional. But after that, we are back to the normal routine. And our daily routine proves as if we do not want freedom from the hellfire. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, why this laughter? Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed and great companion of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he seen a person laughing. Hi, hi, hi. So he asked him that, why are you laughing when behind you is the hellfire? And why are you laughing? What has made you laugh so much when death and Malkal Maut alayhi salam is behind you? This is true reality which you will face. And you are laughing when you don't know what the end will be like. So why are you laughing? Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned this. Allahu Akbar. Why a person gets happy when death and Jahannam are behind him? Why do we get so happy that we laugh and we become heedless? Because the pious predecessors in every step of their lives, as I had mentioned, they had given those alarming moments as in regards to the Akhirah. They would remind us in various ways. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said, I hope that those who were present in the Battle of Badr and Uhud and Hudaybiyah, they should be saved from the hellfire. So she humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you're making this dua, or you're hoping for this, for them to be saved, but is this not the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran? وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقَضِيًّا. There is not one of you who may not pass over hell. This is necessarily a decided thing for your Lord. Allah has already decided this, that this will happen, and there is no one who will be saved from this. Everyone will have to cross the bridge of Sirat. Everyone will have to pass over this bridge. So if this is the promise, then, and you are hoping that none of them should basically go to the hellfire, they should be saved from it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, O Hafsa, yes, indeed that is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. But have you not read the other verse in the Holy Quran? ثُمَّ نُنَجِّيَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَظَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيَّا. Then we shall save the God-fearing, and we will leave the unjust in it falling onto their knees. Allahu Akbar. Have you not read this verse, O Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, bachenge wo jinke dilo mein khofi khuda hai. those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have the true aqeedah, the true belief, those who follow the sunnahs and the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the believers who possess the fear of Allah azza wa jal will be saved and protected from the culprits. They will be protected from the punishment of Allah azza wa jal, whereas the culprits and the unrighteous people will fall into the hell. It will be very, very difficult situation, but still we do not wake up from the sleep of ghaflat and heedlessness and negligence. Astaghfirullah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon our souls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His rahmah and mercy upon us. That how is it possible that you know that tomorrow everything will come to an end, this world will be destroyed, and the signs of this destruction have yet been seen already throughout the world in various forms. All of this is a wake-up call. Muslims, wake up today. Uth jao! Uth jao, aashiqani rasool, utho! Wake up from the sleep of negligence and prepare for that reality. It will be a total regret when you would be there and a person would not be able to cross the bridge of Sirat. Allahu Akbar. Our pious predecessors, despite performing virtuous deeds abundantly, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, aren't like you and I. Their ishq, their taqwa, their piety, their zuhud, their sacrifices, their qurbanis, and all of that which they have rendered and they have given for Islam is far too great and better than our sincerity and our actions and our amal. Allah is the best of judges, but practically or physically what have been said and what have been read in the books of history, when you go through the books of history, you will think to yourself, Ya Allah, what type and what kind of Muslims were they? Our pious predecessors, and therefore they are our predecessors, they are our leaders, they are our role models whom we follow to receive guidance from. Hazrat Sayyidina Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has mentioned about Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, that once he went in his bed, he went to his room to take some rest. As he went in his room, suddenly he began to cry. Achanak se zaro kitar aap rone lage, itna roye. He cried to this extent that his wife came running to ask, what happened to you? Have you fallen? Have you got hurt? Has somebody said something to you? Jaise koi bachcha rota hai. How a child suddenly starts to cry bitterly, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry. And after his wife calmed him down, so she could not realize why Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is crying. And when he stopped crying, he controlled himself, wiping his tears. He said, "Main is wajah se ro raha hoon. Are, main is wajah se ro raha hoon. That I had just recalled this verse of the Holy Quran, wa in minkum illa variduha. Allahu Akbar. That there is no one that will be saved, but everyone will have to walk and cross the bridge of Sirat. Everyone will have to pass and cross over this. And suddenly this thought came to me and it has just changed and done something to me. Allahu Akbar. That is why I am crying. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabiye rasool. Hai hai hai. Ye wo hazrat hai jinke liye Allah azza wa jal had already declared and said in the Holy Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. Wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for them such gardens beneath which rivers flow and they will abide in them forever. Are ye wo sahabi rasool hai, ye wo sahaba hai, these are those companions for whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, ashabi kan nujum fa bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Follow my companions, for all of them are like guiding stars. They are like stars in the sky. If you follow any one of them, you will be on the righteous path. Hai, 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 hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Are, ye wo sahaba ikram hai. These are those companions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, respect them. Respect them. Because they are the most virtuous from amongst you. Tum mein se sabse zyada behtar hai. They are the best and the most virtuous from amongst people. Respect them, obey them. Honor them, love them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala cries like this. اللہ عز و جل ہمیں معاف کرے. May Allah have mercy upon us. May Allah عز و جل shower His rahmat upon us. حضرت سیدنا ابو میسرہ عمر بن شرابیل رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, also a great صحابی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he went into his room to take some rest as well. Once ایسا ہوا کہ he was taking some rest and suddenly اچانک سے he says from his mouth رضی اللہ عنہ, with that my mother have not given birth to me, کاش میری ماں نے مجھے جنم نہ دیا ہوتا. آئی ہائی ہائی ہائی, اللہ اکبر. His wife said, oh my husband, یہ بھی کوئی بولنے کی چیز ہے, یہ بھی کوئی کہنے کی چیز ہے, how can you even say something like this. اللہ اکبر. He began to cry and he replied, indeed, when I am unaware of what will be my condition and my situation on the day of judgment, مجھے اطلاع نہیں ہے, مجھے خبر نہیں ہے, مجھے پتہ ہی نہیں ہے, I have no idea as to how would I cross the bridge of Sirat. Therefore, I am crying and I am saying this, with that my mother have not given birth to me. Allah. On the other hand, dear viewers, now you compare those gigantic great personalities to our condition, our critical condition. They acknowledged and they knew, because the only time you can instill fear in your heart is when you have the knowledge and the ilm of that, of that which you will face. When you know your journey from here to certain country, certain place is so long, the distance is so long, so likewise you would prepare according to that, because you have knowledge of the road, you have knowledge of the weather, you have knowledge of the situation. Here the Holy Prophet ﷺ had given the ilm and the knowledge of the unseen by explaining and giving us the description of this bridge of Sirat. He then gave us the description of how it would look and how it would be on the day of judgment. So here, in the light of Hadith Mubarakah, Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has mentioned that the bridge of Sirat, which is thinner than a strand of hair and sharper than a sword, which is pitch black dark, and the distance from one end to the other of this bridge is 5,000 years. Some ulamas explain the very same thing in a different way by saying 15,000 years going down, 5,000 years going down, 5,000 years coming up, and 5,000 years going straight. That means a person who's riding on a fast horse continuously, it would take him 5,000 years from one end to the other. This is the length of this bridge of Sirat. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, the person who is weak from his heart, meaning he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will cross this bridge of Sirat without any difficulty. And the person who has not prepared for that bridge of Sirat, his description is something else. Just imagine what will be our condition when the sun will be just above our heads. 1.25 miles above our heads, the earth is transformed into copper. We will be swimming and drowning in our own perspiration. Allahu Akbar. Our hearts and our brains will be boiling. Just imagine when the brains of the people will be boiling out of extreme heat. Our internal organs, our intestines. Allahu Akbar. Because the sun is above the head and the earth is transformed into copper. And such a time will come, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, that everyone will be made to cross the bridge of Sirat. Such accountability, such intense accountability that no one had ever seen, no one have ever heard of. Allahu Akbar. One does not even need to expertise in different sports or arts to learn this, because it is such a hakikat and reality that if you have to go and become an expert in the boxing field or wrestling or athletics or anything, it doesn't mean that you can cross this bridge of Sirat, because this is not connected to your physical body alone. This is connected to your amal, to your deeds, how pious you were in this dunya. Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha, for this reason, had narrated this hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said that there is a bridge over hell which is finer than a hair and sharper than a sword. Upon it there are hooks and thorns made of iron, which will catch hold of those people whom Allah Azza wa Jal wills. These hooks and thorns are on the edges or on the sides of this bridge of Sirat. It will catch and hook that person whomever Allah Azza wa Jal wills. The people will cross the bridge of Sirat in different ways. Some of them will cross this bridge of Sirat swiftly, Some will cross the bridge of Sirat like the blink of an eye, and others will cross the bridge of Sirat like lightning. Some will cross the bridge of Sirat like wind. Others will cross the bridge of Sirat like a fast running horse, whilst others will cross the bridge of Sirat like camels. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on this Madinah channel, the angels will be reciting at the bridge of Sirat, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, Mawla, allow this ummati to cross this bridge without any difficulty. Allow this ummati to cross the bridge of Sirat without any problem. Allow him to cross this bridge of Sirat. Allow him to cross this bridge with safety and salamti. Hi, 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 hi. Dear viewers, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala channel, she radiallahu ta'ala says, some Muslims will be saved, some will be injured, and some would fall into the hellfire on their faces. Some will definitely fall. Some will get injured, whilst others will be saved from the bridge of Sirat. The color of the hellfire is going to be pitch black, and this bridge will also be black in color. Total darkness. The only one upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal showers His mercy and His blessings will be successfully, as Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had said, that only the fortunate ones will be lucky. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Abi Hilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said, I have heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the bridge of Sirat will be like a strand of hair for some people on the day of judgment, whilst the very same bridge will be like a huge valley for the pious people. Subhanallah. This is all through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some it will be like a strand of hair, for others like a valley. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised his companions. And before we even go there, it is common sense, dear viewers on this Madinah channel, for those people it will be a burden who have not actually prepared to cross the bridge of Sirat. We have so much of homework to do, we have so much to think about, we have so much to catch up with. But yet, we have given time to this dunya, we have given time for only survival. And we have not given time for the punishment, we have not given time to get protected and receive shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our actions have not proven so. We are only lingering around, or should I say hoping, or sticking around hope and ummid. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is that we should not lose hope from, because Allah Himself says, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not one place, several places in the Holy Quran. But if we sow the seeds of Jahannamis, how do we reap the crops of Jannatis? Our amal, our deeds are very weak and very less. Our actions are very poor. Our good deeds are far too less. Are you ready to tolerate? Are you ready to have that punishment taken on your delicate body? Can your delicate body bear and tolerate that punishment? When this delicate body cannot take the heat of this worldly sun, which is million light years away from us, facing its back to the earth, we stand for a few seconds and moments outside, to hum jal jate hain. Maa kehti beta andar aaja, jal jaoge dhoop mein. Put some sunscreen so your skin does not get burned, whereas the sun is only facing its back and how many million light years away from the earth. This is the intensity and the heat of the sun on the day of judgment, when it's just going to be above our heads, above the head. Which sunscreen and cream will help us on the day of judgment? Which ointment are we going to then apply? Here, just million years away, hum thodi der mein jal jate hain, pareshan ho jate hain, nafsi nafsi ho jata hai, banda pareshan ho jata hai, ramadan mein roze nahi rakh sakte hain. It's too hot for us to keep fast. Pyaase bhooke, we become thirsty, become hungry so quickly. What will happen, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, when our brains will be boiling through our nostrils and our hearts will be popping through our hearts, through our mouths, through our ears, through these body organs? Our hearts will be boiling, our intestines and other body parts will be boiling as well. Allahu Ghani. Just try to imagine and picture, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, the more burden we're going to have on the day of judgment, the more difficult it would be for us on the day of judgment. Jaise ki maine pehle arz kiya tha, worldly example, the more wealth you have for this dunya, if you're traveling from here to, for example, Madinatul Munawwara, Inshallah Azzawajal, you will take your saman accordingly. You're going for 1 week, you will take wealth for 1 week. But the more wealth you take and go, the more stuff you will take and go. Many people say, bhai, abhi se mat le jao saman. Waha ja ke kuch hum barkat ke tor pe le lenge, khareed lenge. I won't take 6 pair of clothes for 6 days. I would rather just take 3 pair of clothes and 3 other pairs I will buy in Madina Sharif as barkat for the sake of blessing. For example, I'm giving you. But imagine if a person is going for 1 week but he's taking clothes for 1 year. Would his safar be okay? Would his journey be okay? The more you carry on a journey, the more problems you will face at customs. Yes, checking problem, this problem, that problem, overweight problem. Then you're going to be looking for the dollars and the pounds to pay the bill for that extra weight. If you don't have the money and the currency to pay, then you're going to be looking for someone to please take it back to the house. There's no one there, you're going to have to throw it in the dump. You're going to have to give it for free. Then you complain about that. Why did you take so much of things and go in the first place? So likewise, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, when he held the hands of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Zar and Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates this hadith, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held the hands of Abu Zar and he said, oh Abu Zar, do you know we have difficult valley ahead of us? Do you know there is a very difficult valley ahead of us? Only those having light burden will be successful in passing this bridge and this valley. Another person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am I of those who are of less burden? How do you know if I have got less burden or more burden? How does one come to know this? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that companion in front of Hazrat Anas and Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tell me, do you have food to eat for today? He says, yes, I have food to eat. Do you have food to eat for tomorrow? He says, yes, I have food and sustenance for tomorrow as well. Then the Holy Rasul ﷺ asked, do you have food for the third day, for the day after tomorrow? He says, no, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, I do not have any sustenance for the day, the third day, meaning the day after tomorrow. I have got food for today and only for tomorrow. And the day after tomorrow, I have got nothing to eat. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, if you told me yes, if you had to say yes, you would have been amongst those who have had a heavy burden on the day of judgment. You would have been counted amongst those who would be carrying a heavy burden on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Isse pehle ki hum dusre segment ki janib jaye, inshallah azza wa jal, pehle ye samaat kare. Dear viewers of the Madini channel, jab is sahabi rasul ka ye haal hai ki do din ka khana hai, teesre din ka nahi hai, aur hamara ye haal hai ki come and have a look at our fridges and freezers and stock rooms in our homes. We have food for 6 months from now. Have you not seen the videos when the lockdown was about to take place? How the brothers were running around doing shopping? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy upon us. The greed and the crave of this dunya had taken us and made us totally crazy. Totally crazy. Brothers have done shopping for almost like 2 years, you can say. It seemed as if they are never going to come out of this lockdown. Not caring whether others will receive or not. Bas mere paas aa jaye, jitna ho sake, mere qabze mein aa jaye. Dusre Islami bhai ko mile, na mile, mujhe kya gharz, bas mujhko mil jaye. This greed and this crave has taken us and made us crazy. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the one who has more burden on the day of judgment, it would be more difficult for him to cross the bridge of Sirat. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, subhanallah, let us listen to the life of Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Unki shaan ko dekhein. Ye wo hazrat hain. Ye wo hastiyan hain. Jinhonne apna raat din Islam ke liye sarf kar di. They had sacrificed it for Islam. For the upliftment of Islam. For the isha'at of Islam. For the protection of this deen. Subhanallah, they sacrificed their household, their belongings and everything. And yet they had so much of fear concerning the akhirah. Allahu Akbar. Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would be absorbed in crying, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, fasting during the days, hot weathers. Unlike us, when we are fasting in winter too, we still complain. They would fast in hot, scorching weathers. When the heat is, you know, showering its heat upon the earth, it'd be difficult to even fast half a day. They would fast days like that, just with water and khajur, without eating to their full. Whereas, hum jitna khaate hain, wo kam hota hai. Aur kabhi kabhi itna kha lete hain ki hum namaz tak nahi pad paate hain. Astaghfirullah. Look at the life of these companions with less burdens. And they are our leaders and our masters. Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, who is Sher-e-Khuda, who is the Lion of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who has received many, many titles from the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us listen to his manqabat. To chaliye inshallah ان کے حوالے سے ہم منقبت سماعت کرتے ہیں. اللہ عز و جل ہمیں نیک توفیق و رفیق عطا فرمائے. پلیز کائنڈلی اسٹے ٹیون ٹو مدنی چینل. دے آفٹر وی شیل ریٹرن ود آور پروگرام. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
مولا علی مشکل کشا, یا علی المرتضی, مولا علی مشکل کشا, آپ ہے شیر خدا, مولا علی مشکل کشا. مشکل کشا, یا علی المرتضی, مولا علی مشکل کشا, آپ ہے شیر خدا, مولا علی مشکل کشا. کسی کا میں ہوں مولا, اس کے مولا ہے علی. جس کسی کا میں ہوں مولا, اس کے مولا ہے علی. ہے یہ قول مصطفیٰ, مولا علی مشکل کشا. یا علی المرتضی, مولا علی مشکل کشا, آپ ہے شیر خدا, مولا علی مشکل کشا. سردار ماں, مولا علی مشکل کشا.
یا علی المرتضی, مولا علی مشکل کشا, آپ ہے شیر خدا, مولا علی مشکل کشا. یا علی, 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 یا علی,
مغفرت کروائیے, جنت میں لے کے جائیے. مغفرت کروائیے, جنت میں لے کے جائیے. واسطہ حسنین کا, مولا علی مشکل کشا.
یا علی المرتضی, مولا علی مشکل کشا, آپ ہے شیر خدا, مولا علی مشکل کشا.
سے دعا, ایمان پر ہو خاتمہ. کیجئے حق سے دعا, ایمان پر ہو خاتمہ. خیر سے عطار کا, مولا علی مشکل کشا.
یا علی المرتضی, مولا علی مشکل کشا, آپ ہے شیر خدا, مولا علی مشکل کشا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. ما شاء اللہ, سبحان اللہ. وی ہیو بین لسننگ ٹو دس منقبت, پیارا پیارا منقبت, ان دا شان اینڈ پریزز آف مولا علی مشکل کشا رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. اللہ عزوجل ان کے صدقے میں ہمیں ان کے مزار مقدس پہ لے جائیں, and maybe be honored and blessed with his blessings as well. And for his sake, may our sins also be forgiven. MashaAllah, chale hum ziyarat bhi karte hain. Let us make ziyarat of his beautiful and blessed Mazar-e-Pak. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and ability to present ourselves and make hazri at his darbar. Hazaro lakho log jaate hain, and when they are there, they remember this fourth khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Look at the nuraniyat and look at his Ali Shan darbar, his gumbad, the dome of his blessed Mazar-e-Pak. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. And what can be said, dear viewers on the Samadhi channel, for he is the father of the Hasnain Kareemain, who are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Subhanallah. He is that great personality who is known as Fatih-e Khaybar, the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal. And his bravery was matchless, and his sword was also matchless. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for his sake, and may we also adopt humility, humbleness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinin channel, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will give people noor and light. And this noor and light will be a form of distinction whether you will be successful or you will not be successful. This light and noor that will be given to you, which is the noor of your iman, the noor of your iman that you have for Allah Azza wa Jal and beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your iman will be given to you in the form of noor and light, and this is your source of guidance that will guide you in the darkness of the horrors of the day of judgment. For the fire of the akhirat is not red in color as it is in this dunya. When fire burns, you can see the reflection of the fire. But in the akhirah, the fire is black in color. So therefore, it's difficult to even walk. As you know, kana miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sana. The Quran teaches us that one day of judgment is like 50,000 years. Allahu Akbar. What will happen on the day of judgment? We were going to run away from each another, husband from his wife, brother from his family members, a man from his children, from his offspring. They would run away from each another. No one would want to recognize anybody. Allahu Akbar. Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala says that likewise the munafiqoon, the hypocrites, will come in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the iman and the noor of their iman will not be given to them. They will be deprived of this. Allahu Akbar. So the hypocrites will be extremely sorrow, and they would regret after facing a lot of sorrow and regret. So they would see the fortunate believers and the Muslims, and then they will say, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. Subhanallah. Then when the hypocrite men and hypocrite women will say to the Muslims, look mercifully to us as well, so that we may gain some of your light and noor. Allahu Akbar. Even they will be crying for noor and light on the day of judgment. It is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran, for Allah knows them well. And he says, this is what they will do on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. That they will be looking at the fortunate ones who have a lot of noor. Ki ek martaba hame dekhen. Ek martaba hamari taraf dekhen. Ishara karein. Hamari taraf dekhen taaki hum. We can also receive some noor and light from that light and noor that you have. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on the Samadhin channel, therefore, we don't know who they are, who they will be. Ye mat sochna ki hum musalman hain is waqt, so definitely I will cross the bridge of Sirat. Mere pyare bhai, the results of your action is only going to be given at the end, because the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Actions are dependent upon the end result. You gonna cross the bridge of Sirat, yes or no? That will determine when you leave this dunya with faith and iman. If a person has not even left this world with iman, how can he have this hope, or how can he know with certainty that yes, I will cross the bridge of Sirat, or I will receive the shafa'at of Mustafa? Shafa'at Mustafa is only for those who believed in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only when they were alive, but rather even after passing on, after traveling from this world to the next abode. With iman, the condition is with salamti of iman. What have you and I and we all done to protect this iman, this gift of iman? Remember well, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this is that place where no one would ever want to be, and no one can even be You can never tolerate the punishment of Jahannam even for the millionth second. You cannot even take the slightest punishment of the hellfire. Imam Hazrat Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala said, a person will be released from the hellfire after 1,000 years of this dunya. After the period of 1,000 years from this dunya. Later he says, after saying this, that a person who went into the hellfire, after receiving his punishment, after paying for all the wrong he done in this world, when he will be released from the hellfire, it will be the period of 1,000 years after. And then later on he says, I wish I was that person. Allahu Akbar. Who is saying this? Hazrat Sayyiduna Hasan Basri? Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers on this Madini channel, Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the reason for him to say this, being such a great personality himself, is because the person who would have left Jahannam 1,000 years later, when he is removed from the hellfire and taken to Jannat, is because he may have died and left this dunya with Iman. So therefore, Khaja Hasan Basri is wishing and saying that, kaash mein wo banda hota, kaash mein wo shakhs hota. He desired to be the person, that person who left Jahannam, who would have been taken out of the hell and sent into Jannat, because he left this dunya with Iman. Guna to kiya usne, lekin Iman salamat raha uska. Aur Iman ke salamati ke wajah se, Jahannam se nikala gaya, ya nikala jayega, aur Jahannam mein usse dakhil karwa diya jayega Allah ki rahmat se. By the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that how serious we need to be, because we have no knowledge at all of the regarding the about the hereafter. This is that Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who never laughed for 40 years of his blessed life. He never laughed. No one seen him laughing. Allahu Akbar. How fearful Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is, that no one seen him laughing for 40 years. And he often seemed frightened and disturbed as a prisoner is when he is sentenced to life. You know, to being executed as a prisoner. Jaise qaidi hota hai, all the time he's scared. Dar ke wajah se, khof ke wajah se, kya meri jaan jaane wali hai, kareeb mera waqt aa chuka hai ki mujhe zinda latka diya jayega. Likewise was the life of Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Whenever he used to talk, it seemed as though he is describing the situation of the afterlife. Allahu Akbar. He describing the afterlife with his own eyes. Jaise abhi dekh rahe ki ye qiyamat ka manzir hai. Aisa lag raha hota ki jaise wo dekh karke wo bayan kar rahe hote hain. Allahu Akbar. When he remained silent, it seemed as if fire was burning in his eyes. He radiyallahu ta'ala was asked, why do you remain so sorrowful and terror stricken? Why are you always in this situation and condition? So he rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, I fear that my Allah Azza wa Jal becomes displeased with me due to some of my misdeeds. I fear that my Rabb will become unhappy with me because of my one mistake I may do. Allahu Akbar. My Allah Azza wa Jal will not forgive me, then what would I do? This fear keeps me all the time like this, the way I am right now. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Subhanallah channel, so consider the day which is the period of 50,000 years of this world. Allah Azza wa Jal hum par raham kare apne habib ke sadqe mein. Let us be among those who cross this bridge of sirat like a lightning. We have come to the end of this program. We say shukran to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, for the viewers of the social media as well. So stay good, do good, be good, and remember the missionary statement of Da'awati Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.